Hey friends.
Hey, how's it going?
So today we are sharing with you Emily and Ben's wedding day.
That's right.
Finally.
Woo!
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, Ben.
Thanks.
So Emily and Ben got married at Lansdowne Spa and Resort in Leesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually where we did their engagement pictures forever ago.
Yeah. Was it? No, it wasn't.
It wasn't pre-COVID.
But it just feels like a long time ago.
It feels like a long time ago because they were supposed to get married on December 31st, 2020.
Yeah.
And unfortunately had to reschedule due to COVID. But what I think is so fun is that they just pretended like it was still New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So they did the whole thing. Sparkly, glittery things, little sound makers. All the girls had like decked out glitter shoes. Was obsessed with them. They did like a countdown for New Year's.
They did champagne toast at New Year's.
Easily the best part of the day, they had like indoor sparkler fireworks things.
Yeah.
That their DJ brought for them. Which was just so fun.
Yeah. And Emily and Ben, they're people that have referred us to lots of other people.
We could talk basically forever about how much we love Emily
and Ben.
We could.
We shot her sister. We shot her cousin, who we're also going to do a little later too, who got like
another reschedule. Yep.
So we love these people. They're like, if you go on my Facebook profile, my picture is with the groom from the previous wedding. So we love them.
They're complete gems.
Yeah.
Just wonderful human beings.
They're amazing.
And such a pleasure to be able to celebrate them and just see them finally be able to get to just like dance all night with the people
they
love most. So it was a really wonderful day.
Yeah. Lansdowne is in Leesburg, as Laura said, but it's like a major golf resort.
Which was perfect for Ben.
Yeah, which was great for Ben.
With golf.
Yes, he told me that he got to golf a couple times around their courses, which is great.
Yeah.
But they have a really cool indoor space as well. I mean, a lot of indoor spaces, but they have a really good reception space. They have like this overhead lighting that you can change the color of.
Their ballrooms
are beautiful.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So what was your like favorite part of the day then?
Well, I was going to say the sparkler.
Oh, sorry.
But you gave that away already.
Well,
I mean,
that was a very obvious favorite part of the day.
Right, yeah.
Those things were so cool.
Right.
And their DJ just brought it for them, which I think is amazing. Their DJ was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Ben from Repeatable DJs.
He was at the other wedding, too, so he's, like, part of this group of vendors that, like, keeps hopping around that all the people that Emily and Ben know,
because he's truly wonderful.
He's amazing. He's awesome.
So that was really cool. I told him, I was like, I just hope that every bride we ever shoot brings these gets these sparklers from you because they were really fun.
Yeah, they were.
And just so good for like a countdown to fake
to
New Year's.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
So you can't have that one. That's an obvious.
Right, yeah, yeah. I think I'd have to go with the sign we got to make for them. So it was a surprise to a lot of the guests that they were still doing like a New Year's
Eve. Do you think
Eve.
It was, though?
I think it was.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of people knew, but it wasn't like a lot. It was only like, I think, about 100 people there.
So Emily and Ben actually did go ahead and get married on New Year's Eve last year. Even though they had to reschedule the wedding and all of that, they still decided to like do like a courthouse wedding with their family.
Right.
And so they had us we reached out to a bunch of our brides and said, hey, you know, we have this series called Monday Crafternoons on our Instagram, and we would love to be able to just like help you with one of your wedding DIYs.
Yeah.
And so Emily responded and was like, yeah,
Sounds like a great idea.
Whatever. And I was like, okay, well, what do you want us to make? Like a sign and she was like, yeah, a sign. And I was like, okay, what kind of sign? Like a welcome sign a welcome sign. It's perfect. And so she had us make a sign that said, something along the lines of like, hey, we're pretending like it's New Year's Eve. Just go with it.
Yeah.
And so.
But it said, the sign said, I think, let's party like it's New Year's Eve. because that's when we actually got married.
Yeah.
And I think the surprise for the guests was that they didn't know that they'd already gotten married. So it's just kind of fun to be part of that and be able to make a sign in DIY. That
Michael
that
will just always pick that a DIY is his favorite thing.
I mean, I thought it was fun. You got to use your Cricut. It was like a big glass that we got, you know, we'd drill a hole.
You'll see it on our Instagram because we will put out a reel for it, but or an Instagram TV for it.
Yeah.
But
that one's mine.
Of course it is.
It's kind of cheating.
You love a reel.
It's like our thing.
I did sort of love whenever I saw somebody like go and take a picture with it. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had like a lot of favorite moments. I loved their getting ready room.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Emily has such wonderful taste in music. It's like,
oh yeah,
it's like Disney throwbacks.
Yeah.
Like not,
well, mixed
not
with
like,
boy bands too.
Yeah.
Like,
not like old school Disney, like, you know, Lion King, but like, you know, Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Or like
or
High School
like,
Musical.
Yeah. Or like S Club 7, I feel like, you know? Which...
And so their getting ready room was just like blasting like the most wonderful soundtrack of those tunes.
Right. Well, and they were singing like while they're getting their makeup done, and the makeup artist is like, yeah, you know.
Right. Oh, and I loved her makeup artist, Ashlyn Ferntrans. And she just had like a
good list
routine.
Of vendors.
Anyways, so their getting ready room was wonderful and just like laid back. I loved we went to do like a cute little like getting ready outfit picture and everybody was like, oh, let's do champagne. And Emily was like, well, I'm drinking a Coors Light.
Yeah.
But all her bridesmaids were drinking champagne. So I had them sit on the couch and all the bridesmaids are like cute with their champagne and Emily's sitting with her
Coors Light.
And I love it. I love it. I love when you don't just like
when you're like embracing yourself, right?
Yes.
You know, like this is what I want.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It was so perfect. So sweet. So I loved that. I loved all of that. And her mom, so nice. And just like the family that was there was so wonderful.
I've got an additional.
Yeah, yeah, you go ahead.
I think her dress
was
amazing.
Dress was
she had
gorgeous.
Sleeved and it was like not new, it was like, you know, I don't know what you call
lace
that, but
like
lace with
overlay.
Like a, yeah. And I loved how much she loved the dress.
Yeah.
Like she like after the first look, she's like
okay.
Ben, you got to
I was going to say my favorite part was their first look.
Yeah.
Because Ben turned around, was so cute. It was like, wow, you look great. But Emily was like, no, like, check out the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like, turned around and spot, you know, it was so sweet. And then he went and like, we did it outside at Lansdowne and they had this like stone wall.
Mm.
And so he like went and sat down and
Emily
kind of like twirl around and like show herself off. And it was just so sweet.
It was so sweet.
They're just so quirky and fun.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. And I thought that that moment was just really them.
Yeah.
So
that was a good moment. Sorry.
I wasn't even going to say
the sitting down part.
Yeah.
Because that even, you know, popped out of my head for a second, but yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
It was really cute. So, and then it was just like a mad party the whole night.
Because
it was like 5 hours of reception.
Yeah, I mean, I think the dancing was like 3.5 once it got going. But yeah, it was a long reception.
It was
which
a solid
I am
reception.
Always about. Like, I was doing some dancing by the end
of
the
evening. Of course
there,
you were.
And
you always are.
Yeah.
It was just a really fun night and we're so honored to be a part of it. Enjoy a few of our many, many favorites.
Congrats, you guys!